Hey, what's up? This is Dupel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Rare, and you're listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello?
Hi. We are
what?
And you are listening to
CFRC
101.9
CFRC
Kingston.
Hello, listener, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9. You're listening to The Farfield, your Tuesday night show for electronic and experimental music. Emphasis this week on the experimental, because we are going to get a little more unhinged tonight. I'm going to kind of uncan some of the weirdness on you that I've been holding back on a little bit the past few programs. I will say I've been trying not to go too crazy. Don't want you tuning into this radio station and be like, the heck is that? Well, tonight I do. I want you to do that. I want you to listen and be challenged in your perceptions of what counts as music. Or as one label put it recently, they had genres including electroacoustic music and so on. One of them was cinema for the ear, which I thought was great. So we might be getting into a little bit of that today. But to kick things off, nothing too crazy. We have some nice tunage, some tunes from Kristen Roos. This is from the album Universal Synthesizer Interface Volume 2. Which was originally released on Hotham Sound back last year on cassette and has been picked up by We Are Busy Bodies and is released on vinyl record now. So you can get this as a nice circular disc if you would like a physical copy. And if you never heard of this is a project that Kristen, who is a Vancouver-based artist, put together, where he essentially went and found a bunch of old MIDI programs, a lot of music-making software from back in the day. Decided to put some stuff together, and Volume 2 in particular features Kristen's favorite programs. In particular, he really enjoyed Music Mouse and Diablo, and if you go to his website, you can read all kinds of stuff about all of this. This particular track is Diablo 1 from Volume 2, and I was reading a bit about it. He said he had to go to Internet Archives to find a floppy disk image to download for this software, miraculously was there. And then he had to run it on a MIST FPGA that he had to route into Ableton. An FPGA, if you know what that is, you know this is fairly hardcore. So this guy's not messing around. So without further ado, I'll let the track play out. This is Diablo 1. My name is John. I'm your host on The Farfield. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That was Léa Boudreau with the track Mini Bistierie pour la fin du monde. And Léa Boudreau just released an album called Limasson in July. And that made it to the Bandcamp Daily Best, I think it was Best Ambient Albums of July 2023. So congrats to Léa. Léa is I believe a grad at this point of the Concordia Masters of Fine Arts program in Montreal. So based in Montreal, and released this album earlier in July of this year, of course, on the Empreinte Digitale label. In the liner notes here, talk a little about the track we heard. It says, Mini Bestiaire pour la fin du monde is meant to convey how several animal and plant species might, quote, evolve beyond the Anthropocene by adapting to extreme environmental conditions, end quote, per the liner notes. But I hear a mix of synthesizer melodies snaking with an abstract whooshes and crunches that definitely suggests some elusive kind of thematic development. So, super cool stuff. Léa's work involves different circuit bending and improvisational techniques. And a really cool album. If you enjoyed that, check it out. You can get it from the Bandcamp, or you can get it directly from electrocd.com if you're looking for a physical copy. Well, what next? What next? We have music. Wow, some crazy music by Jen Cutler from New York. And Jen Cutler, I came across recently because she collaborated with Stefano Fertila on the Sononaut project, which I talked about a bit back when it came out. I think that was earlier in April, which is a series of VST plugins that you can download and use that accompany the album that Stefano released called I Want to Leave This World Behind. So it's kind of these kind of ambient plugins you can get if you're into music production. You can find those online. There's I think you can find it on the Sononaut website. So she collaborated with Stefano on this, and I went to go check out some of her stuff, and I found this album that she released in 2019. This is by Jen Cutler called Disembodied, and you know, I just started listening to it, found some tracks I liked, thought I'd play it for you guys. But then I was reading the liner notes, and I discovered what's really going on is crazy, insane. Okay, let me read it for you. Let me get the track started here. Actually, this is the track Reina Anakwe, and it's the name of someone, and the reason for that will become clear in a moment. So it says, Disembodies is a series of audio pieces generated by the vibrations and movements captured by an electronic ring worn on the finger of a feminine spectrum body while bringing themselves to orgasm. The ring transmit nothing but data in the spreadsheet. This is the first step in a series of desexualization experiments seeking to discover the amount of separation required to de-objectify a body on the feminine spectrum. The spreadsheet is parsed in pure data to create a variety of MIDI files, which are given synthetic voices to generate 12 sound pieces, one for each participant's set of data. So you heard right, folks. We're listening to music produced by orgasm and then manipulated into sound right here on CFRC 101.9.
is Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
The Kingston Curator is your weekly arts and culture news program every Friday at 3 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. My name is Lauren Tucker, and together with my colleague from the CFRC news team, Mary McKetty, we'll be bringing you the latest and most intriguing in local creative pursuits, featuring headlines, interviews, our live music calendar, and more. Kingston's creative scene comes alive on the CFRC airwaves every Friday at 3 p.m., so be sure to stop on by to the Curator.
Welcome back to the Far Field here on CFRC 101.9, your Tuesday night show for electronic experimental music, and it's an experimental music night tonight. What did we hear? Before the break, we heard Simon Cirque, that was the name of the artist, and the track was Polinia, which means polar sounds. And that was a find from the Unexplained Sounds Group 9th Annual Report, Mid-Year Edition, which I had mentioned a little while back on the show when it first came out. So great, just 29 track compilation of stuff that Unexplained Sounds Group, label of Italy, has put together. And they're not, I don't think they're necessarily tracks released on that label, but they're kind of stuff that that label's found that they've thought are some good new releases, perhaps up and coming artists. So that's, of course, their 9th, and there are many of those. If you want to check that out, I would recommend. And before that, of course, we heard Jen Cutler with Rena and Aque from the album Disembodied, which is a crazy album. If you did not hear the description beforehand, it's essentially music which used data from women achieving orgasm and using a kind of contact sensor as they did that, and then kind of parsing that and turning it into music. So that's crazy. Check that out for a wild listening experience. And next up, we have some music from yours truly. A while back, I played some music that I made that was on my first release, Glue, which you can find on the Bandcamp under Itema. That is the moniker I go under. And that was a fun time. And I thought, you know, something I've been thinking about doing for a while is doing some improvisations and actually doing some music for you guys on air for the airwaves. So get to try and test that out today. And I have, I guess, the first of an improvisation for you. So I guess this would be the Far Field improvisation number one by Itema, which currently is a CFRC exclusive right here, right now. This is the only place you're going to hear it. That and, of course, the archives. See that? Master transition. Go to CFRC.ca to listen to any of the shows that have been aired, any of the programs, anything. You can go to our archives. You can sort by a specific time, or you can go to that show or program and just find things that have been broadcast at that time. So check it out, and our website while you're there. There's tons of cool stuff. And if you're feeling generous, send us a donation. We're always looking for donors. We're always looking for sponsors. We're always looking for people to help support campus and community radio right here, coming to you from Kingston, Ontario. And if you're on the website and you didn't know and you're driving by Kingston, maybe you don't live in the area, 101.9 is the frequency. So here we go. Here's some music from that I made for you guys. This is Farfield Improvisation number one. I'll catch you after this. Thank you. Welcome back, friends. That was the track Bees by Mark Mayon from the album Winds. Winds just came out in 2023 in March. And before that, we heard some music from yours truly. I did a little improvisation for us called Farfield Improvisation Number 1. So as I was saying, I'm thinking about doing some more of that, some more live improvisations or tracks for this program. And you know, maybe if I accumulate enough of them, one day I'll release them. But for the time being, you'll have to come right here to this show to catch them. That was the first one, hopefully more. And you know what, that last track, Bees, as you can tell, I decided to kind of let us off the experimental hook, if you will. I know, very sad, you know, but I can't do it all show. I mean, you know, that's not true, I could, but I decided not to, because today we have some more calm stuff and some stuff more in the contemporary classical direction I wanted to end the show off with. So that's what we heard. And then coming up next, we have music by Joshua Van Tassel. And this is an album that our music coordinator, Chancellor, sent to me. So thank you, Chance, for bringing this to my attention. This is on this was promoted on the Clandestine Label Services, and it's going to be released in November, this music by Joshua Van Tassel. It's going to be an album called The Recently Beautiful, and it's billed as a, quote, lullaby for adults, which I think is appropriate. And so what we're going to be listening to is the first single promoting that release called Smiles Displaced. And after that, some music I found on a Whole Note magazine, which I would recommend checking out now and then. In the meanwhile, this is Smiles Displaced by Joshua Van Tassel. music by Steve Reich there. Composed by Steve Reich back in 1987 and performed more recently for us by Alfredo Santa Anna. That's from the album Sounds of Time and Distance. Alfredo is a musician, guitarist operating out of Vancouver. And that's an album I found through Whole Note Magazine. Check it out. They have a website. You can get it in print if you're in Kingston. If you go to the public library, they usually have a bunch of copies. You can take them for free. Why not? Great. And before that, we heard music by Joshua Van Tassel. Well, getting down to the end of the show here today. And if you listened to the show last week, you may remember some music by an artist I discovered and played on that show called Bruce Hack. Well, first time I discovered Bruce. Bruce has been around for a while. He was born in the 30s in a remote little hamlet in Alberta and then went on to make some really great experimental music. And I don't know, it seems like I'm just getting into Bruce, so I don't know this for sure, but it looks like maybe there's this kind of new interest in his work. Sadly, he passed away in the 80s. He has all kinds of crazy stuff, so we're gonna play some music for you here from an upcoming, I guess, re-release. I don't know if it was ever previously released yet, but it's an album called Captain Entropy by Bruce Hack, and we're gonna be listening to the kind of single, pre-release single, as far as I can tell, called Malingong. So you can check that out. It's going to be released at the end of this month on the Shimmy Disc label, which I also hadn't heard of before. So I'm going to be looking at their catalog and maybe be getting back to you on that one. But they do have a black vinyl, clear vinyl. You can get a t-shirt, a Captain Entropy t-shirt. I might have to do that, honestly. That looks pretty cool. So we're going to have that coming up. And then we're going to cap off the end of the show with something, you know, some Bureau B. I love Bureau B around here. Something from the Psycho Killy favorites. We're going to be listening to the track Marktplatz by Neuzeitlich Bodenbläger. So hope you had a great night. Catch you next week, every week here on C4C 101.9, The Far Field. I've been your host, John. Malingong by Bruce Hack.
It is said that our people have journeyed on this earthship for 50 million years. We are not a large people. We weigh 2 or 3 pounds and measure only about 20 inches from the tips of our wide, flat tails to the ends of our rubbery bills. We wear coats of fine red-brown fur, and there is yellow fur around our eyes, which can look to the right or left or to the sky, but never straight ahead. Perhaps this is why we often lose our way when we travel from the tropical streams or cold mountain lakes in which we swim and dig for shrimp and worms. Our feet are webbed, and we are excellent swimmers. Our females lay eggs, 2 at a time, and they hold and cuddle the eggs against their fur until our children hatch. Then, before the children can gather their own food, they lick milk which flows from tiny pores in the mother's body onto her fur. Strange ones are children. Inside their bills they have teeth which fall out as they grow. We defend ourselves from attackers with poison, which we secrete through spurs on our webbed feet. Our rear hips have ball and socket joints, which help us maneuver quickly in unusual positions. Mankind has destroyed many of us, just as it has destroyed many passengers on this ship. But I think we will survive. I think the wind and trees and tall grasses are whispering old knowledge to new ears.
Ich intrigiere. gib mir alleine besehen. Der Berg kommt heute zu Propheten. Der Busch brennt, das Schwammtuch tropft. Glattes Leder, steifer Denimstoff. Ich spioniere. Ich intrigiere. Ich vermehre mein Vermögen von ein paar Millionen Biere. Meine Nadeln auf dem Stadtplan. Heiße Eisen in der Esse. Flauchen, ziehen, fladern. Da ist nichts, das ich nicht fresse. Zeig mir Marktplatz. Standort aus Bezeichnis. 21.000. Und schon morgen. Die rechte hinters Glas, die linke schreibt die Schecks. 100 Blatt, 100 Hände, 100.000 ungedeckt. Blick fest auf der Tür, griff eisern um die Börse. Sieh mich mit meinem Trinkgeld, Kunsttalente fördern.
I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.